This is Chris Stepanek with the University of Vermont Extension, the Rubenstein School of Environment and Natural Resources, and Lake Champlain Sea Grant. If you live, work, or play in Vermont in winter, then you probably have an opinion about the use of salt on our roads, driveways, sidewalks, and parking lots. On the one hand, like me, you're probably very thankful to our state and local winter maintenance crews who spread salt on these surfaces to keep us safe. On the other hand, you might be concerned about the impact salt has on your car, your pet, or when it gets tracked into your house. You might also worry about its environmental impacts, as it can kill vegetation alongside roads and is toxic to fish and other aquatic life in streams and lakes where the salt enters in meltwaters from treated surfaces. Thinking about these concerns, I have three tips you can use at home to minimize ice buildup on driveways and sidewalks while at the same time reducing negative impacts that salt can cause. Each tip I have applies to sodium chloride, which is the most commonly used de-icer and happens to be the same substance we use to salt our food. First, did you know that salt only works well when the temperature of the surfaces that we don't want to get icy are at or above 15 degrees Fahrenheit? When those surfaces' temperatures drop below 15 degrees Fahrenheit, the ability of salt to melt ice or prevent ice formation on them is severely reduced. You can use an infrared thermometer to check surface temperatures. These are available at local hardware stores or on the internet for $10 to $20. Second, to be most successful at keeping your driveway or sidewalk free from ice, you should pay careful attention to the weather forecast. If conditions that will allow ice to form are forecast, you should pre-treat your driveway and sidewalk with a salt-water mixture that contains 2.5 pounds of salt mixed into 1 gallon of warm or hot water to help it dissolve. Use a garden sprayer to apply this mixture in several thin lines to your driveway or sidewalk in advance of the storm or conditions that could cause ice formation. You don't need to cover the full surface of the driveway or sidewalk, as the mixture will work its magic over a larger area than where it's directly spread. Spreading the salt water mixture before the storm will minimize the chance that snow or ice can bond to the driveway or sidewalk. In turn, this makes it easier for you to shovel or plow, clearing those surfaces completely. If you apply salt on top of snow or ice, it has to work its way through that before it can help break the bond between the snow or ice and the pavement, slowing down its ability to help keep you safe. Plus, spreading this salt water mixture in advance generally uses less salt than you would apply if spreading it in its solid form. My last tip is to sweep up any extra salt that remains on your driveway or sidewalk following a storm event to reuse it in the future. This will help keep the salt from being tracked inside your home and from running off and snowmelt to local water bodies. I hope these tips will help keep you safe and at the same time help minimize impacts of salt to your home and the environment.